What a great week this is, because Operation Purple is underway and we want to raise as much money as we possibly can for the Northern Ireland Hospice. Now, Paul McKeown joins me in the studio. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Paul. You're overseeing this project at the minute. Just remind us, we were talking about it yesterday, but remind us where we are with the new build.
The new build is progressing fantastically. On the outside of the building, with the good weather that we're having recently, we can see the scaffolding coming down. We're starting to see less of a building site and more of a hospice. We've got, instead of bare blocks on the outside of a wall, we've got the paint is on the outside. We've got all the windows going in. We're near enough completed. On the outside, it's really starting to look like a hospice. On the inside, it's catching up. The inside is coming along really well. The first few bedrooms, we can see them really looking at bedrooms with internal doors and things like that already in way.
So this is very relevant to what we're trying to do here now, because you're going to have in the future the responsibility for those wards. Am I right on that?
That's right, yes.
So just explain briefly what your role is going to be.
Prior to the job that I'm in now, I was the ward manager of the inpatient unit. So I looked after the 18 patients and the staff within that area. I'm out as programme manager at the moment. And how I like to describe my job is making sure that the building that we get at the end of this process is something that will meet the patient and staff's needs and
so
their relatives.
Everything that's in those wards, you need all the equipment, everything that's there, you've got an itemised list of what you need, and this is why I want to talk about this. One of the pieces
yes.
of equipment, the hoists, they are very, very important. How much does a hoist cost?
A hoist costs £4,000 for each room.
So we're setting ourselves a bit of a target here now. Uh-huh. We are looking right into a screen in front of me here with a number on it, and we're hoping that people listening to this very programme between now and 11 o'clock could get us a hoist.
That would be fantastic.
Okay, now could you get us a hoist? This is why we're calling it the Power Hour, and it's easy to do this. It is easy to do, because there at this moment in time there's probably about 100,000 people listening to U105. That the research would show that. Now, the vast majority of them have a telephone. And we'd like to think that they could send a text. Now, it's very handy to do this. Now, listen carefully. It's not our text number. This is a special number and a special word. The word is purple, P-U-R-P-L-E. It's as simple as that. And the number is 70660. 70660. That's the number. £5, if you send that text message, £5 will go to the Northern Ireland Hospice. The text will cost £5. Now, there's the network charge, which if you were sending me a text, you know, it's going to be whatever it is, a few pence. But that network charge still will be added on by whoever your service provider is. But it's no more expensive than any other text that you're sending. The important thing is the full £5, 100% of your favour, will go to the Northern Ireland Hospice. Now, we need quite a few people between 9 and 11 o'clock to send that text.
Indeed.
And if enough manage to do it, we've got another hoist bought.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
And just to explain to us why these hoists are so important.
The hoists are really important. A lot of our patients, they're less mobile. They're restricted in their movements. The hoist will allow a patient to be able to transfer out of bed onto their chair, to be able to get to their own ensuite bathroom, to get showered, to get washed, to have privacy of going into your own bathroom. That sounds so obvious. Everybody does that every day. For patients who are maybe restricted and not able to move as freely, that overhead hoist will allow us to a patient to move from room to room comfortably and in privacy and dignity. The hoist itself, by the fact that it's built into the building itself, it's not as obvious. So if a relative needs to go out of the room to allow a patient to use the toilet or go to the bathroom, whatever it happens to be, they'll be able to do that without anybody wheeling a piece of equipment in along the corridor or in through the bedroom door. The relative goes out, the patient has the privacy in the room, we can use the hoist system within that room, it can go back, it's a discreet thing, it's veiled away from just a comfortable bedroom. The relative comes back in and things are just as they were, and it allows the a lot of our patients take great pride, as we all do, in their appearance and how mobile they are and what they can do, and that just takes that away. And if you ever go into a hospital and you see all the piece of equipment being wheeled along the corridor and the noise and the chaos sometimes that creates in a hospital and a ward, to have that all of that inbuilt and hidden within the building, if you like, will make such a difference and give such a much quieter environment and a much more relaxed environment. No piece of equipment being wheeled along in the middle of the night to go room to room or anything like that. It will also help us from an infection prevention control perspective, because we're not transferring piece of equipment again from room to room. The piece of equipment in that room is the patient's. It's their own piece of equipment.
Wouldn't it be great if we could just buy one of those hoists between now and 11 o'clock? And as regular listeners to the Frank Mitchell phone-in, that is the invitation this morning. Even if you're a casual listener, you're switching off for the first time, we'd love a fiver from you. It is Operation Purple. It's for the Northern Ireland Hospice. And this hour, here on the phone-in, we're having what we're calling a Power Hour. So if you're unable to attend any of the other big events that are happening, or even if you are attending them, you can still buy into this. We're having this Power Hour until 11 o'clock. We're trying to raise enough money to buy a hoist for one of the rooms in the brand new Northern Ireland Hospice over in North Belfast. So if you'd like to help us try and put in that new hoist, you can do something that's really simple. Just get your phone, text the word purple to the special number, which is 70660. That's 70660. Every single penny of the £5 will go to the Northern Ireland Hospice. Yes, there will be the added charge of the network, which is charged for every text that you send. But the £5 will go 100% of it to the Northern Ireland Hospice. And we'd love to raise the money for that hoist. And there's an air of excitement, isn't there, Paul, with the countdown to all the events that are happening this week. And Operation Purple in the round is very important to the hospice.
Very much so, yes. Especially the Twilight Walk on Friday or on the weekend. A lot of our staff actually attend that, and it's lovely for us to meet up. We tend to find that a lot of our previous relatives that have been to the hospice in the past will attend as well, and it's a catch up as well with people maybe we haven't seen for some time, and it shows the care that we provide and how relatives will keep supporting the hospice as time goes on. And it's lovely just to see those people again and to have a catch up and a bit of a chat, and it's just a lovely feeling. But it's a fun event, and all the events over the weekend are fantastic, or over this week.
Absolutely, and shortly on the programme I'll remind you of them all. Paul, thanks for dropping by. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Paul McEwen from the Northern Ireland Hospice, one of the people helping us with this Operation Purple project, and you're helping us and Paul's helping us, but we're helping Paul and you're helping Paul, and there's one big circle of people helping each other, because at the end of the day we never know when we're going to avail of the wonderful hospice service, and that is the reality of life. It's 20 past 10. So allow me to remind you that it is Operation Purple for the Northern Ireland Hospice, and this hour here on the Frank Mitchell phone-in we're having a Power Hour. If you're unable to attend any of the events this week, like the Big Coffee Break or the Twilight Walk or the Mile of Pounds Family Fun Day, but you would like to donate, this is how you can do it. Of course, you can attend all these events and still donate like this. We're having this Power Hour until 11 o'clock, trying to raise money to simply buy a hoist for one of the rooms in the new Northern Ireland Hospice. So if you'd like to help us try to buy that new hoist, you can lift your phone and text us now. Simply text the word purple to the special number 70660. 70660 is that special number. The text will cost £5 plus your network charge, and every single penny of the £5 goes to the Northern Ireland Hospice, and hopefully before 11 we'll raise enough money to buy that hoist.